Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this week. We've been had for some time a series of broadcasts with an emphasis on the return for the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of this world, and a challenge for all to consider: are you ready for the judgment that you will face before our Lord? And this broadcast, we want to just go to Daniel chapter 7. For the most part, I'll just be reading the chapter. This chapter is, I think there are some things that we can understand, and there are some things that are yet to be understood because they just haven't taken place yet, or they're not manifested yet to where it can be known. But they do tell about the working of the end times and the end of this world. And are you ready for these things? The Lord prophesied about things that, and used Daniel to prophesy about things beforehand, and that's the rule of prophets by our Lord, is if they prophesy and what they say comes true, then they are prophets indeed. We don't have a need for prophets today because we have the Word of God. Nevertheless, in time and centuries and millennia gone by, the Lord did have prophets. Daniel was one of them. These things that are mentioned here in this chapter have come to pass, and then there are things that will come to pass. And we know by the Lord being true about those things that have been fulfilled, we know that He is true about the things that He's prophesied will come to pass. So let's take a look here at Daniel chapter 7 and make a few comments about it. But sinner, child of God, if you're here under the hearing of my voice and this particular broadcast, if you're saved, rejoice in your Lord and be looking for His return, because these things that will come to pass are greater than us. And indeed, we need a Savior that can take care of us and help us in the last days and our Lord's wrapping up of this world. If you're here without the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need a Savior, because a great day, the great day of our Lord, is coming. Let's read. In Daniel chapter 7, the scripture says, "In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea." The sea in the scripture generally meaning about peoples and the peoples of the world and nations and such. "And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another." And of course, nations do come from people. The people of the world. "The first was like a lion, had eagle's wings, and I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the earth, the feet, as a man, and a man's heart was given to it." And there are those that believe that this is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar. "And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it, and they said thus to it, Arise, devour much flesh." So another nation that rose up and that is passed, maybe the Medes and the Persians, possibly. "After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, a very fast animal, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl, and And the beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it, possibly Greece and Alexander the Great, and then those four kingdoms that came from him after his death, or from his nation and dominion after his death, his four generals. After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. And it had great teeth, great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. This is a beast, or the representation of a nation or a kingdom, if you will, that we don't believe has come to pass. It's future. It's coming. Maybe even in the works now. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. There's also a reference to this in the book of Revelation, maybe even Ezekiel, and such as that. 10 kings and one little horn coming up in their midst, and he conquering or plucking up three others. And behold, and there in verse 8, in this horn were the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. So he's different than the others. And I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancients of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Very similar to what Ezekiel and Isaiah and even Daniel sees, and the Apostle John sees about the Lord Jesus Christ in his throne room and glory in heaven. A fiery stream, verse 10, issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. And there's other verses in Revelation that speak about this. And even in our last broadcast, where we talked about what Jude wrote, that Enoch said, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all. Verse 11, and I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. And so this fourth beast is destroyed, and the little horn spake great words, it says here. Verse 12, as concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And so here we see a reference to Jesus, and they brought him near before him, maybe the little horn, and the little horn we believe to be representative of Antichrist. Verse 14, and there was given him dominion and glory and kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. And of course, that is speaking of Jesus. And of course, the Antichrist will stand before the Lord, or the Lord will take care of him, as it tells us in the book of Revelation. Verse 15, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. And I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four, are four kings. Okay, so we have clarity about that. Which shall arise out of the earth. Okay, there's the seas, the reference to the seas, or peoples. They run, the kings rise up from among people, and they start out as a peer, if you will, and then they rise to great power. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and shall possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. So that's the ultimate end of everything, is that the Lord's people, the Lord will rule and reign. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. He's different. That beast, that kingdom, is different. And of the 10 horns that were on his head, 10 kings, and of the other which came up, the little one, and before whom three fell, Daniel wants to know about those. And a mouth that spake great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. So he's a one, that little horn has charisma, and he has ability, and he has a savvy, if you will, in these things. And he's so able that he's able to conquer and pluck up, if you will, these three kings. And I beheld, verse 21, and the same horde made war with the saints and prevailed against them. So persecution again. And that's what the Antichrist is going to do. He's going to persecute the Lord's people. And it would, he prevailed against them. The remainder of the sentence in verse 22 says, until the Ancient of Days came. And judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. He relieved them. The Lord came and ministered out, or will come and minister out vengeance because of those evil things that are done by this man of sin, this little horn that rises up. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. And that's the way it's going to be in the end. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And so where the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar and the kingdoms of the Medes and the Persians, the kingdom of the Grecians, and maybe it's not the Medes and the Persians that this is referring to. Maybe it's talking about Rome. It could be the Roman Empire. Of course, the Roman Empire was a great empire. So we have Nebuchadnezzar, who was great. We have Alexander the Great of the Grecians that was great, and then we have the Romans that was a great empire. Maybe it's the bear and the leopard are speaking about those. But this fourth kingdom is going to be worldwide. They were worldwide in their day, but not spanning the globe, because there was, as we say it, there was much of the world that was unknown, namely our continent and South America and such, North America and South America. This beast is going to take over the entire, this beast that represents a kingdom is going to take over the entire world. The fourth beast, verse 23, shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth and shall be diverse from all kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth and tread it down and break in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, okay, Antichrist. He's going to speak against God. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High. He's going to persecute the Lord's people. And think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and dividing of a time, maybe 3.5 years. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, and to consume and to destroy it unto the end. He won't last. He will not last, and the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given unto the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cognitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. Are you ready for the end? Are you ready for the Lord Jesus to come? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? These things have been prophesied and they will come to pass. Are you ready? Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ unto the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmsteadbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.